listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
The Alma Mater Society invites all AMS members to vote on October 30th and 31st in the fall referendum. Visit myams.org or at AMS Governance on Instagram for more information about your ballot and watch your Queen's email for voting instructions. Have your voice heard. Get out and vote on October 30th and 31st in the AMS fall referendum at Queen's University.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
To start this episode 646 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show with a brilliant cover of the Byrds classic from 1966, 8 Miles High, as done by a similarly excellent band called Index psychedelic garage rock band out of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, started 1966, did quite a few covers, particularly Beatles tracks, one of the great bands out of Detroit in the mid-60s, not the happiest time for Detroit, but they were from Grosse Pointe, as I said. Triple Eve is one of the more affluent outer suburbs of the city. Look forward to finding out more about Detroit in person in the very near future as I head off on more travels.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Continuing this week's retrospect with a band called Razor's Edge on a label called Power. 7-inch 45 from 1967. This band started out as the Ardells, that's letter R, hyphen D-E-L-L-S. Also the Ardells, A-R-D-E-L-L-S. Then when the Beatles hit, they were renamed the American Beatles with two E's, sent on a South American tour, where I guess they wanted to trick people into thinking that they were the actual Beatles. They became Razor's Edge. Here they are with Get Yourself Together.
This is Catherine River Sage, and I'm delighted to be on the Retrospect Garage Punk Show with Phil Gray, where it's not just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Sympathize. They know that he goes around telling them lies when he looks into their big brown eyes. All the girls, they can't sympathize. They know that he goes around telling them lies. I said, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know a guy named
rock and roll music is the main weapon of our attack for open sex on every street corner in the next 5 years, because it is the most effective thing we have.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 646. Of course, I'm going to remind you, many, many, many back episodes available on all good podcasting platforms. Last week's show, Guest Selector, with my friend Catherine River Sage. Some excellent, excellent tracks in that episode too. Okay, we had Razor's Edge, Get Yourself Together. Then PB and The Staunchmen. Been a while since we had them on the show, and you can see them on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. PB is Paul Beecher, very rare 45 released on a label called Lee, that label out of Hornell, New York, 40 miles south of Rochester. The band, though, from Dansville, just a little bit further south. PB and the Staunchmen with the A-side of this Lee Records 45 out of 1966 called Mean Willie. Then we had the Vegetables, VEJ. Tables out of Millbrae, California, south of San Francisco, recorded for a label called Autumn, very limited success. What made them different? Lead singer Jan Errico also played the drums for the group's recording, one of very few female drummers, of course. They were all still in high school at the time, originating in Portola Valley, to be more precise. Started playing together around 1964, quite a lot of the material actually produced by Sly Stone. An early career highlight, May 1965, they played at the San Francisco Civic Auditorium, along with the Beau Brummels, the Byrds, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Rolling Stones. Later on, they were named the Book of Changes for a release on Tower Records. That was a very cool track I played sometime, a long time ago, called I Stole the Good Year Blimp.
The Vegetables, track called Feel the Music.
Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Here's a band out of LA called The Inset. 7-inch 45 released October 67 on Cal Omen Records. This is the A-side, They Say.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, young man, ain't nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man, ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stood back when a young man walked by. But nowadays, it's the old man that's got all the money, and the young man ain't nothing in this world these days. It's all right. Yeah, keep on. Keep on pushing, baby.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard.
thanks for sticking with this week's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. The Inset out of LA topped the set, followed by The Clique, more of a kind of sunshine pop band out of Austin, Texas, starting as The Roustabouts, then The Sandpipers, becoming The Clique in 1967. Their first big song was a cover of Splash One by the 13-4 Elevators, also notable for doing the track Superman, covered by REM many years later. We had their superb cover of Mose Allison's Young Man Blues. Then, We the People, out of Orlando, formed 1965, active 66 through to 1970. No great success across the states, but particularly popular in Orlando. Now, We the People were made up of a number of garage bands, including a frat rock band called the Coachmen. Members of Nation Rocking Shadows joined them. They became the Trademarks. The Trademarks then kind of merged with a band called the Offbeats, who had formerly been known as the Nonchalants. So We the People, sometimes described as a garage supergroup. They're a cool band. We had the B-side of a Hotline Records 1966 45 called Proceed with Caution.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Time for some global garage, starting off with a band called Les Zeniths. Not truly what I'd describe as global garage, because they are from Quebec, together 64 to 69, Les Zeniths, with their cover of Loué Loué.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Yo soy el dios del fuego y les traigo fuego.
Les voy a prender.
Fuego.
Les voy a traer.
Los quemaré. Tú querrás escapar de mí. Eso no será así.
Debes resignarte y dejarme que te vuelva ya.
Tienes que quemarte porque vives en mi selva así. ¡Fuego! ¡Fuego! ¡Fire! ¡Fuego! ¡Los quemaré! ¡Fuego!
Destrucción de tu ser. Puedes hacer, tienes que arder. Tú querrás escapar de mí, pero eso no será así. Debes resignarte y dejarme que te vuelva ya.
Tienes que quemarte
porque vives en mi selva así.
¡Fuego!
Les voy a prender.
¡Fuego!
Les voy a traer.
¡Los quemaré! ¡Los quemaré!
Canada, Greece, and Mexico. Les Zeniths, top of the set, their cover of Lue Lue. Then a band called Les Quites on Philips Records. They're out of Greece. I've got no information about the Quites. Track called Kiss Me Not For Money. Then finally in the set, La Maquino Del Sonido off an LP of the same name. They're out of Mexico. A lot of the material released on a 2008 CD. We had their cover of Arthur Brown's Fire, titled Fuego. B-side of that 45, Inner Gata de Vida, released on CBS 1969.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's retrospect.
We're going to stay in Central and South America with Los Mochas out of Uruguay, very much influenced by the Stones. They formed Montevideo in 1963, but relocated to Argentina after signing with EMI Argentina. Had been called the Notorious before becoming the Mockers. Here they are. It Was Me.
Every time I see you, I want you to be mine. But I know it will be hard. You don't know how to love. Teach you, baby, how to love. When I heard you were in love, my whole jammed around. And when I knew it was me, I was almost done. I got a long beat, long beat, long beat. But I love it, baby, gonna stop your life.
Thank you.
Another footman that we must run against is the TV world. Are you aware of how much your child's actions and attitudes are controlled by television? The things they wear, the places they go, the things they do are directly related to television. For example, mother, are you aware of what your child is seeing on Saturday morning cartoons? Have you seen these cartoons? Programs motivated to lead your child into crime, into sex, into murder? Since the advent of TV, the crime rate in some areas has increased 1,000%. Seem far-fetched to you? If you lived in Russia or China or Cuba, they would not seem so. The citizens of these countries for many years have felt the iron heel of communism upon their daily lives. And unless we have some rapid changes in our country, our easygoing life of 40 hours a week workload and 2 or 3 weeks of paid vacation a year will soon be over. We too will be on the same schedule of every communist nation on earth. You will be at work by 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll work until 8 o'clock at night. You'll be forced to work under armed guards continually. You won't work 5 days a week. You won't work 6 days a week. Instead, you'll work 7 days a week, 363 days out of the year. You'll only have 2 days a year off. Those 2 days will be used to praise the communist takeover.
Que tenga el número 3.
tengo es carpeta para poder tripular. Pues haya una papeleta, me tendré que examinar. Haré. Se quedarán sin poder hablar y me felicitarán.
Of South American garage, Los Mocas, it was me out of Uruguay. Then Los Gatos Salvajes, or the Wild Cats, Argentinian rock band formed Rosario 1963. Don't confuse them with another band called Maria del Rio y Los Gatos Salvajes, a different band. This band, together 63 through to 1966, started out playing Elvis covers, Chuck Berry songs. They had some TV success, this band, Los Gatos Salvajes, with Ruta a Go-Go. Then wrapping the set, Los Silvertons, out of Peru, formed 1960, originally as Los Silver Twisters. They also appeared on TV on Mediodía Musical, but 1965 they changed their name to Los Spectros. Then in mid-67, Los Silvertons. We had La Moto. Back to the States for The Human Expression, out of LA. Some well-regarded singles, bunch of demo recordings subsequently released. They formed in Westminster in 1966. One of the band members' fathers was their manager. They cut a bunch of demos and then signed to Accent Records. They also recorded a cover of Born to be Wild. That didn't go anywhere. Of course, subsequently became a big hit. Here we go, The Human Expressions. This is Reading Your Will.
Thank you.
bing, bing, boom. I said, good.
Retrospect.
Too many teardrops for one heart to decline. Yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Well, you better watch out now, 'cause I'm gonna get you, and we'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down. When the sun comes up, I'll be on top, and you'll be right down there, looking up. And on my way, I'll come up here, but I don't see you waiting around. I'm on my way, wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now, I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to cry, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. And you're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry. You're gonna cry.
And that's iconic 60s garage band, in fact, proto-punk band, The Music Machine. Also out of LA, fronted by Sean Bonnewill, originally The Ragamuffins, more of a folk rock trio, before adopting a very proto-punk look and sound, The Music Machine, with their cover of 96 Tears, bringing us to the end of this, episode 646 of Retrospect. Remember, you can leave a review for Retrospect. You can do that on our Facebook page. You can do that on a number of the podcasting platforms we're on. You can also connect with me on YouTube. I've been putting up some of the older episodes up there with, well, some simplistic visuals. Just go to YouTube and search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll find those as well. Although, of course, I prefer you listen to the podcasts. And you can message me via the Retrospect Facebook as well. Thanks for being part of Retrospect. I'm going to leave you with another track out of Peru, a band called Los Mutables, or Mutable. 1:45 released by this band in 1969. Part of a thriving psych scene in Peru. A lot of that coalesced around a label called MAG, named after its founder, Manuel Antonio Guerrero. They released Los Yorks, The Traffic Sound, other great bands at the time. But these guys were more known for Space Age-inspired material, including this track, B-side of a 45, from 1969 on MAG. This is Los Mutables with Suspenso en el Espacio. And that's me. Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. 1-0.
with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60's Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
And coming up now in this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a track from folk artist Anthea Fever's debut album called Summer's Morning. Recorded at Neptune's Machine on Wolf Island, the 10-song collection covers themes of love, trauma, and recovery. The arrangements range from sombre to uplifting, driven by Fever's poignant lyricism and deftly fingerpicked guitar. The album, which shines a light on the intricate balance between bleakness and hope, will be available on streaming platforms and as a CD. Anthea Fever is also having an album release show on October 19th at Next Church at 7:30 p.m. supported by Alexander Gallant. In the meantime, let's enjoy this song by Anthea Fever called Bedtime Story on Release Radar, right here on CFRC.
Someone to wear their beating heart upon their sleeve. In my chest there is a hole. It don't take much to make it whole. Just tell me that you'll walk here next to me and be my bedtime story. I've been reading lots of books, and boy, I think it would be good if you would read the words out loud to me. If the pages come alive, then we'll have nothing left to hide, and we could ride away, and you could be my bedtime story. Your head is a secret garden, darling, oh, I beg your pardon, won't you take a walk around with me? Oh, the trees, they start to dance, and I have never been entranced like this before, and that is why you'll be my bedtime story. Oh, come to my bed, pour your fairy dust over my head, leave your shadow in my drawer, and take me by the hand. Time story. Tell me all the places you've been and every little thing you've seen, and maybe now you won't do that alone. You can show me all your dark, and I'll let you see all my scars. Each of us will call each other home, my bedtime story. We can delve into the forest, everybody will ignore us. You can build a nest up in the trees. I've never been afraid of dying, but I am afraid of trying just to be shoved back on my knees, my bedtime story. You how to rhyme, and you can teach me how to fly, and we will be poets up in the sky. You've spent your life believing you're only made for leaving. I'd stay by your side until I die, my bedtime story. Oh, come to my bed, pour your fairy dust over. Take me by the hand out the door. Oh, come to my bed, pour your fairy dust over my head.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Monday.